Okay, so we're on Zion Amud Beis, starting the Gemara, and we're going to speak about the first bit of the Mishnah. So basically, just an intro. So basically, we said in the first bit of the Mishnah that I'm going to speak it outside. It says oil. We said the oilers come on Moed. So we understand that it's oilers Ria come on the Moed, right, on Chol Moed, and they have to bring it from Kulin. So basically, we're going to say, it sounds like the Mishnah that on Moed you're required to do this, but not on Yom Tov, basically. Moed, not Yom Tov. So that's the understanding to this first bit of the Gemara is basically Moed and not Yom Tov. So the question is, what's the not Yom Tov? Okay? So, starting the Gemara. Elo, says the Gemara. Oilos v'moed. So oilos v'iyah, you can, on the Moed, who do boys min chulin, that they come from chulin, mundane money. Ha makes an inference from the Yom Tov minimizes. So it's mashma from that on Yom Tov. You can bring it from Ma'aser Sheni.
So we're talking about Tashlumin here, is that what they are?
No, we're talking about Oilos Ria, not Tashlumin. Oh, right, you mean bring it for the second day?
He's not on the first day.
Seemingly, with what we know, you would assume so. We'll see. Yeah, but yeah, you would assume so with the information that we have up until now.
Why would you have
a Ma'aser
in
Chulin? Ma'aser Sheni. Talking Ma'aser Sheni money.
Why did make Philip?
No, because the Mishnah is saying you're required to buy your korban with mundane money, because it's a halachic requirement. Mashma dafka on moed you're required to do this. Mashma on Yom Tov not. Well, that's the inference. That's the rules of the Mishnah. The rules of the Mishnah will make an inference over here. We're saying this yes, mashma this not. We're gonna work it out. So we're gonna say it's not viable. It's not. We'll say okay. But that's the mechanics over here. This is your required, this you're not. So ha, that's what it's a ha, diuk, yeah? But Yom Tov min a Ma'aser, right? So that on Yom Tov you can bring from Ma'aser Sheni. How can you say that? Am I? How? Dava Shevachoyba, this is a Dava Shevachoyba, meaning you're required to do this. It's a halachic requirement, he. V'chol Dava Shevachoyba, any Dava Shevachoyba, anything that is a halachic requirement, Einu bar, you can only bring it Ella min a chulin, from the chulin. You've got to use chulin. And obviously you're required on the first day of Yom Tov to bring a korban, so posh it, you've got to bring it from chulin. So this mission does not make sense. So Ella, so v'chite, if you're going to suggest the following, meaning, now we're going to suggest basically on chol moed yes, and moed not. So v'chite ma hakamash malan, it's coming to teach us, to oilos, the oilos ri'ia, but moed on chol moed, you can bring them, boys, right? But, yeah, b'yom tov, I mean, like a diuk, b'yom tov, ain't them boys, but you can't bring olus ria on the first day of Yom Tov, which sounds kind of weird, right? You can't bring olus ria on the first day of Yom Tov, so there actually is an opinion that holds like that, right? But the problem is, it's going to be Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai, we don't pass in the halacha like them, because if we were to say this, basically, this mission is coming like Beis Shammai, it's a stam mission. It means the halacha is like this. So we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So you can't say this mission is going to Beis Shammai. How do we know that Beis Shammai holds the oilus ria you can't bring on the first day of Yom Tov? Command. So if you say that that's pshat in the Mishnah, meaning it comes on Moed, you can bring it an oilus ria and not on Yom Tov. Command. Kebeis Shammai. That's like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ditzinan. We've got a Mishnah. Beis Shammai omin. Beis Shammai say, mevin. You can bring. Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim on Yom Tov. V'ein soimchen aleihem. When you bring a Shlomim on the first day of Yom Tov, you can't do smicha. Smicha means you basically put you lean on the animal, put your full weight on it. And this, you're not allowed, it's an issa, midirabonon, is that you're not allowed to mishtamesh, you're not allowed to use balei chayim animals on Yom Tov. Right, and if you're going to basically leaning on this animal, basically you're using it. It's supporting you, so therefore you're using it, and you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So therefore, you can bring the korban, right? But you have to, you don't do smicha. Maybe an erev Yom Tov, whatever, but you don't do smicha on Yom Tov because it's a Beis Shammai.
Smicha part
of the korban, the process, exactly. So, ela, aval, however, lo olos, you are not allowed to bring olos on the first day Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai. Because it says, yeah, with oichel nefesh, it says lochem. Right, it says that you're allowed to do certain malachas lochem, which is oichel nefesh, means if you're going to partake, yeah, then you're allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov, which we know, right? Right, if it's oichel nefesh, you can do. So over here, who's eating the olo? Olos, all go, it's a kulo l'gvoy. That's what we learn. We know olos, kulo l'gvoy, it's all goes to Hashem. So there's no, the human's not partaking. So therefore you can't do it, according to Beis Shammai. So that would fit in with the Mishnah. The dik would, you can bring olos on moed, on kolomoid, but you can't bring them on Yom Tov. That would fit with the Mishnah. The problem is you can't say that. You can't say Stam Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai, because we don't pass them like Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel say the following. Mevi'in, you can bring shlomim, right, that's okay, they agree with Beis Shammai that. But oilos, and also oilos, v'somken, and furthermore, you can also do smicha aleihem, seeing as you're allowed to bring them, because over here, these korbanos, so even though, let's focus on the ola, that you can't eat it, but nevertheless, that's a mitzvah of the day. The ikka mitzvah, yeah, is to bring the olos ria on the first day. So therefore, you're allowed, it's a valid reason that basically you can do a malacha. You can check it. And with regards to the durabonin, yeah, of smicha. So in the mikdash, we don't make a gezerah. In the mikdash, or with this, we don't make a gezerah, and you can do smicha as well. Okay. So basically, we've just said. So we don't have pshat in the mishnah though. So what do you mean on the moed? Yes, and on cholam on yom tov? No. So what's pshat? So we're gonna have to do a chesuri mechzur. So answer the Gemara, chesuri mechzura, there's a bit of a missing out of this Mishnah, yeah? But how do you tell me? This is pshat in the Mishnah. So now we're changing, yeah? So what's oilos? Not like we originally thought, oilos ria, oilos nadorim and adavois. We're talking about, really, it's talking about oilos nadorim and adavois, right? Which are, it's basically somebody made a neder in the mid-year, people, even goyim, could bring oilos nadorim and adavois. Yeah, they can say, I want to bring this, the Mesa Mikdash, or this oila. So the best thing is, we accept it. Yeah, so yid in the mid year. So I want to bring an oil up. So that you can bring it, but you can't bring it on first day Yom Tov. Yeah, but so that's it. But moyed, but ois, they can come on kolomoid. Okay. However, but Yom Tov ain't and bois, they don't come on Yom Tov. So that's the first bit of the Mishnah. Was really talking about nadarim and nadavois. Okay. Now this is, we're interjecting this now into the Mishnah, yeah? Now here's the oilos ria, which was like in between the lines, yeah? But oilos ria, an oilos ria, bar a filu biyontav, so that's it, it comes, can bring it a filu biyontav, there's not a problem, a kishahi bar, and when you bring it, ain't a bar, ella, it only comes, min a chulin, you have to bring it from the chulin, because you're mechuyev to bring it, so you have to pay for it with your chulin. That fits in as well, great. Now, basically, this is the same as the Mishnah now, with shlomi simcha. And with regards to Shlomi Simcha, Ba'in, you can Achmin and Ma'is, you can bring from Ma'is and Shemitz, as we spoke out, the Torah, there's a Ribui, the Torah allows you to do that. Now here what we've been waiting for. Bechagigas, now this is added as well, we're explained, Bechagigas Yom Tov, so that's the Chagiga, the Shlomi Chagiga, Yom Tov Rishon, Shel Pesach, and the Yom Tov Rishon, Shel Pesach, Beis Shammai Omrim, Min HaChulin, you've got to bring them from the Chulin, a basila omrim min hamaisa, you bring from the maisa, meaning me also min hamaisa. Well, we're going to speak about this from the maisa. That's a question, because how can you bring shlomi chagiga is an obligation, so how can you bring from the maisa? We're going to speak about this point. But first, we're going to prove a brisa that basically corresponds to our chesuri mechzura. Taninami, how can we get a brisa that says exactly that chesuri mechzura? Okay, oilos, nadarim, and adavos. There's just an oil, right? So there's nadarim and adavos. But moed boys can come on cholamoid. However, but yom tov, ain't on boys. On yom tov, they cannot come. But oilos, ria, with oilos, ria, yeah, bar, a field of yom tov, it becomes a field of yom tov. It's kind of verbatim with what we just said. The kashi bar, when it comes, ain't a bar, can only come, elo min a chulin. You have to bring it from chulin, and not from maisa sheni. Ushlomi simcha, when shlomi simcha, boy, af min a mice. Shlomi Simcha can bring from the mice sheni because it's a ribui. Yeah, but Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon, okay, Shal Pesach. Beis Shammai Omrim min achulin, you're from the chulin. And Beis Hillel Omrim min a mice. And Beis Hillel said from a mice. Okay, that was the end of the brisa. Now the question that we're gonna
Quick question. Yeah? Is there no smicha on Shlomi on a Shlomim?
There's smicha, no, there's smicha on Shlomi.
So then how comes Beis Shammai saying on Yom Tov Rishon Pesach you can do smicha when you're not allowed to bring it?
Didn't say you could do smicha.
It's not smicha. You don't do smicha.
Didn't say you can do smicha. Just says you can bring it from the chulin. I imagine you don't do smicha. That's what you said in the past. You do not do smicha. No, you do not do smicha on the Beishai.
Oh, you can bring the shomim, of course.
So now, one of the questions we've always waited for: Ma'ishno chagigas yom tov rishon shel Pesach. Why? We're asking now, according to Beishamai, right? According to Beishamai, why are with a chagiga on yom tov rishon shel Pesach? Why is it mentioned Pesach? Right, so every, you know, on Chagiga you bring on all the regalim, right? So why didn't say Dafka focusing on Pesach over here? So it says Amar Rav Ashi, it's coming to teach us something. Amar Rav Ashi, Kamash Milan, coming to teach us a chiddush. Well, then Chagigas Chamisha Asa in with regards to the Chagiga that you bring actually on the first day of Yom Tov in that you would be required to bring Chulin. However, Chagigas Arba Asa Lo. Chagiga that you bring an Arba Asa Lo. What does that mean? When basically with the Korban Pesach, right, on which they brought on the 14th, yeah, so a sheep, you don't get a lot of meat from a sheep, right? So let's say you've got a lot of people who want to partake of this Korban Pesach. So the problem is you need to eat Pesach al Asova. You've got to eat it when you're full, right? That's what the Afikoman, what you're supposed to eat. So in order to fill you up, people used to bring a Chagiga. To fill up with a Chagiga, and then basically just nearly full, and then you eat the Korban Pesach. So therefore, you brought Chagiga basically as a filler, right? So we're saying over here that you could bring from Ma'aser Sheni money. Okay? The requirement of that it has to come from Chulin only is regards to the Chagiga on Yom Tov itself, but the one on Yom Dalet not. Oh, so Alma, so look, says the Gemara, Alma. So we see that Beis Shammai holds Chagigas Arba Asa, the Chagiga that you bring on the 14th, Lav Deraisa. It's not a Deraisa requirement, because if it will be a Deraisa requirement, then you would have to bring it from Chulin. Yeah, and you would not allow to be bring it from Ma'aser Sheni money.
Going to
Beis Shammai, we're in Beis Shammai now, because Beis Shammai said that. Beis Hillel, you can bring it from Ma'aser, that was the question, yeah? Oh, so let's just do the next bit, though, because right next, okay. Omamar, we're quoting the Braisa, yeah? Beis Hillel, Omrim, Minha Ma'aser. So you can bring this, so we're saying it's the Chagiga that you bring on the 15th, you can bring it from Ma'aser. So Amai, the question that we've all been asking, that's why we write, Dover Shevachoyvahu, it's a halachic obligation, mitzvah deraisa. Sure. B'chol dover shebachoyva and anything that is halachic obligation from the Torah, ain bar element of chulin. You can only bring it from chulin. What's pshat in Beis Hillel? So it says Amar Ula. Sorry, I'm getting excited there. So Amar Ula. This is a principle that everyone agrees. This is not debatable. This is not debatable principle. Now we're going to sit to the next set, right? With a small set, like the tweak over here, yeah. So. Right, so it says Ula, Amar Ula, says Ula, the Toifel. Yeah, we're talking about the Toifel. Toifel, no, here means Rashi translates it as to connect. Basically, you join together. Basically, you take a bit of chulin money, yeah, and you can also add on to it, join to it a bit of Ma'aser Sheni money. So there is Ma'aser Sheni money, there is chulin money over here, and you can fill it up with Ma'aser Sheni money. So now, how do you do that? Yeah, so Cheskia Omar. Cheskia, I'm going to stop that. We're going to say how you do the Toifel, basically. We'll say that for the next time. But that's how you do it, according to Beis Hillel.
Sure. What's the reason why you can't bring this to the right side of the